This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on you foxes!
Strap yourself in because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlefolk. How the devil are you? Foxes fans everywhere, and maybe just the odd Man United fan out there as well. It is the big fat quiz of the week, and tonight is Man United. It is indeed. And don't forget, this is Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch us on YouTube. Pop over there if you're not over there watching us that way at the moment. We are on Leicester Till I Die TV. We would be grateful for all your button clicking, subscribing, liking and all that lot. Please do it. We're very, very close to our target. If you're on Facebook, we are on Leicester Till I Die, the group. Excuse me. And if you live in the Twitter sphere, it is Leicester Till I Die TV. Well, if you are going over to, no, it's not, it's at Leicester TID on Twitter. This is the second time I've done it tonight, and I've got another one coming up after this. My ex-wife would never have thought I could do that, but there we go. If you are on YouTube, don't forget, you can still watch this. It is Leicester Till I Die's exclusive interview with Fabrizio Romano, brought to you in conjunction with the ME Group. All the details there on the screen. A half-hour exclusive interview between me and Fabrizio, talking all things transfers in and out of the King Power. Tune in. You might be surprised at what he said about a few things. And he likes Leicester City as well. Can you blame him? Well, last week, it all got a little bit unfortunate for Leicester. We got knocked off the top. Tottenham didn't quite do it. Everton, yeah, they fell flat at the end. But Liverpool, well, it may have taken them 30-odd years to win the top flight again, but they came within a couple of weeks and went straight to the top with 46 points there. Doug from the Dugout Football Channel. He might be watching tonight, a little bit worried to see if Rhys is going to do anything and be able to beat him at all. Oh, well, we'll see. But first of all, let's bring in Leicester Till I Die's version of Bradley Walsh. Craig, good evening.
Good evening, Chris. Good evening, everybody. I hope you're well.
I got one that was alive for you.
You did. Thank you very much. I'll have to change that to Craig Magnus LTID now to Bradley.
How the devil are you? Got some really hard questions because the contestant today is really confident, and he actually asked for hard questions. So I hope you're not going to disappoint him.
Well, you know, I've made them so hard that they're all about Man City.
oh, he's gonna hate you for that. It's not often we actually get a guest who brings his own introduction, and he did say, like, would I please play this for him before I brought him into the chat? So just for Rhys, the Man United fan, he has asked me to play his intro. Here we go. Hello, Rhys.
Good evening, Chris. Good evening, Magnus. Or should I say Bradley Walsh? Good evening.
Good evening, Rhys.
You're not the weakest link, are you? You're very you're confident you're going to take Liverpool's top spot here.
Win, lose, or draw, it's just going to be a good laugh, eh? And surrounded by two good gents. So this even if I don't get top spot, I'm just going to go for it anyway. And Doug's a mate, so it makes it better.
Yes, exactly.
If it helps at all, Rhys, there's the questions. There you go.
I just like a quiz. I think there's just something about them that just gets your mind going. It just,
exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a really difficult one, it takes the edge off a bit.
Yeah,
this is why Craig was sacked in his job as an exam adjudicator.
He was just dishing out the answers.
Yeah,
that wasn't the real reason I was sacked, but let's not go into that.
No, moving on. Moving on. Just to remind everybody that's watching and for Rhys here, contestants must be on camera, which obviously Rhys is. Answers, there's not a time limit, but obviously if you're going to take sort of, you know, longer than De Gea takes on a penalty to answer the question, we will time you out. There'll be 20 questions with them. I've got to get that in as often as I can, I'll tell you. 20 questions with a total of 60 points. You'll end with 10 home questions, which are the easy ones, worth 2 points each. You'll get 5 away general football ones worth 3 points and 5 on the best team in the land, Leicester City. And, of course, they're worth 5 points each. But we do give you 3 lifelines. There's an Ask Chris, which I would really suggest you don't use. I wouldn't recommend that at all. If you think Jeremy Clarkson's bad, you want to see how I do. There's a second guess. So if you get it, you can't decide between two answers and you go for one and it's wrong, when you think about the other one, say you want your second guess before me or Craig shout out the real answer. And if you don't like the question at all, there's a switch question when you can actually just say, I don't like that one, give me another question, and we've got a spare question for you.
Yeah, so, and I completely understand that, and I accept those rules.
That is very good. Tycho, just a few hellos. Good evening to you, Arsenal fan there. The Arsenal questions are coming up at 8:30 with Jack, KFG TV. He'll be up there later. Chelsea perspective here. He's here to call us. That's all Chelsea fans do, isn't it? You know. Tycho says, and an odd Arsenal fan, of course, Tycho, you're very odd. I'm not going to lie. Talking of which, hello, Luca. How the devil are you, sir? TM, where are we here? TM, somebody let a Spurs fan in. You know, they left the they left the doors open and she sneaked in. She thought they it was the cabinet.
They left the doors in. They stopped you for getting top four.
Again, let me just amend those questions.
Yeah, they're going to get harder as they go along. Tycho's wishing you good luck, Reese.
Thanks very much.
And talking to Jack from Arsenal, here he is, KFG TV. He's watching it, ready for his stint at 8:30. And Doug, I did tell you, I said Doug will be in here to see and watch and see if you can take his place. Reese, before we start, I know you've not got your own YouTube channel, but you do help out on other ones, and you got your Twitch and Twitter. Give a shout out to all your links, sir.
Oh, thanks very much for that opportunity. So first one, obviously, is Doug's Football Channel, where I appear on the World of Football podcast, which is back next Monday. We're back at 7 o'clock. You can find me on the Weekly Armchair Sports Talk as well. I will be on, funnily enough, I will be on there after this show. I will be on there. You can also find me on Josh's channel. To be honest, I can't really remember the name of it. No offence, Josh. Although there is a... I have got a decision for Josh. I don't know if he's watching tonight, but since Doug's in the chat, I will give my answer to a proposal Josh offered me earlier on. I'll do it live on this show before we wrap up tonight, so you guys will get to hear this first time as well, publicly. Oh. And Twitch, it's Reese_Lightning1997. Thanks for giving me that opportunity to shout out, mate. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm dying to know what the news is now. Mm. If you're pregnant, then I'll be your agent.
No, it's not. No, it's it is purely YouTube related. It's purely That's YouTube related. I've been offered. He's asked me something I didn't really expect, and I did say I would think about it. And normally, when I take a decision, I normally take maybe a couple of days to a week.
Yeah.
Kind of thought about it within a couple hours, so I've got a decision for him.
Is this something you weren't expecting? We're back to 70s game show presenters, aren't we?
Unless this is the Big Fat Quiz's first proposal.
Yes. No. He's going to be saying yes online. Yes online.
To be fair, I've been looking forward to this. Me and Chris have been speaking most of today, obviously. He asked me about the Prime stuff as well, for your channel, which is absolutely awesome. I think going with the Prime special is the best option. He asked me for my opinion on that.
Thank you very much.
But in terms of, I was honest, I said, I'm looking forward to the rest of the questions. It's just the Leicester ones. I only know a bit of Leicester. I don't know an awful lot. So that's probably where I'm going to be I'm probably going to save my lifeline until I get to probably Leicester, unless I physically have no other choice. But other than that, I'm up for it. And it's a good laugh about it.
Leicester is up first. And in fairness, most people that have done this, haven't they, Craig? They've done better away than they have with the home questions.
They have, apart from the last time when they asked you, Chris. And that didn't go so well.
And the last guy got every single home question right, including the extra spare one.
To be fair on that, everyone I've asked that question has failed to get it right. So you weren't alone, Chris, on that. It was a bit of a tough one.
I can also confirm to you as well, because I always go a step further. So I'm just going to put my charger there, because of where I'm sitting, I can confirm to you on camera, my phone is over there. It is nowhere near me. So I've got no way that I can...
Nobody would ever accuse a Man United fan of cheating.
Oh, trust me, there's people that think I do when I win quizzes, but I don't. I'm just... I just like football that much.
As the phrase goes, you're only cheating yourself.
Exactly. And I'm here to have fun.
Yeah. Especially because there's no prize at the end of it. So.
I'm here to steal the show, one way or another.
And you're also here, good evening, Box, by the way. You're also here to make Ankit absolutely poo his pants. I don't know why he puts himself through this, because he's really dreading. He volunteered to do it and he's really dreading it every week, but he still comes back and watches it.
I think he's actually doing the smart thing by watching. I didn't watch Doug's one, but I did watch it back. Mm-hmm. I watched it back. So we'll see what happens. But for me, it's all about just having fun. And boxes are they set there.
I would say boxes expecting a little bit more than fun from you, but let me hand you over to our quiz master, in charge, and we will start with the Leicester questions.
Cool. Come on then, Reece. I'm expecting something decidedly minimum average. Anything above that is a bonus. But as you say, it's all a bit of fun. And we learn stuff on the way, which is great as well.
Absolutely. And it is Leicester, so, and it's always a good club to enjoy. So I will do my best.
Brilliant. Right, let's start then. 5-point questions. You've got your three lifelines, which includes Ask Chris, which this may be the round to use him. But let's go. Question number one. James Justin had a fantastic breakthrough season in the Premier League last year before injury cut it short. But from which club did Leicester buy him in June 2019?
Don't worry, I'm not going to do it here. Don't worry, I'm not going to take ages.
Sorry, I thought you'd gone on mute then.
No, I'm just trying.
Since I've known you, Reece, that's the longest I've ever known you. Be quiet.
I'm just trying to think, because one thing I know you guys are for is you're not renowned for making Premier League signings. You're more renowned for lower league. So that's where I'm just trying to think if that's what you did. I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to ask you on that one. I honestly haven't got a clue.
Ooh, using a lifeline straight away.
Yes. To be fair, I told you Leicester's the one thing I'm not 100% sure about. So,
well, you might be glad you asked me on this one, because there's not many I know, but I think that is one, and it is Luton Town.
It is indeed.
I'll trust it.
Luton Town. Yeah. Luton Town. One, there you go. 5 points on the board.
Now I'm really going to have to. Now I'm going to have to really try.
The good thing is, you're 100% at the minute, right?
For now.
Question number two. Brendan Rodgers became Leicester manager in 2019, but with which club did he start his managerial career?
Swansea City.
That is incorrect. So you can use a second guess, or you can save that.
Managerial career. You would have joined. No, I joined Swansea afterwards. He was a coach at Chelsea. He never managed Chelsea, he was a coach. And he joined Liverpool after Swansea. I'm gonna save my second guess. I'm gonna leave it.
Yeah, he actually left the Chelsea youth setup where he was a coach and took the managerial job at Watford.
In 2008, 2009.
Good job you didn't ask me that one, Reece, because I would have said Reading.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize he managed Watford. I never knew that.
Well, neither did Chris. So. Again,
I knew he got Swansea to the Premier League, and then after that he went to Liverpool, then Celtic, Leicester. Yeah. I knew that.
I think he went from Watford to Reading.
Yeah. Craig only knows it because he's got the answer, so don't.
that's so true.
Nah, he's got a good knowledge. Okay,
right. Question number three. Jamie Vardy is by far and away Leicester's all-time leading Premier League goal scorer with 118 goals in the Premier League. But which player is second on that list with 39?
Okay, let's see. What mad strikers have you had in the Premier League? To be fair, I might not even get a striker. That's just like, get your central goal scorer, might be a midfielder. Okay, so
sure.
Cheers for that.
Yeah, we got some music in the background as well, Chris.
Oh, don't do this to me. I'm just trying to think of who you've had team wise. Okay.
We're gonna have to rush you now, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, so I'm just going to say King because I honestly haven't got a clue.
Okay. It's not Andy King, and I'm guessing that you don't want to use your second guess on that either.
Nope.
I'm struggling. It's 39 goals.
39, yeah.
I'm struggling here, to be honest, and it's just in the Premier League.
Premier League only, yeah.
Oh.
That's quite a massive difference, though, as well. That's
it is. Yeah.
That's 87 goals. That's 87 goals. Yeah.
I can see where you came from with Andy King because that is because he got his fair share, although he's a midfielder.
And that's what I was trying to think. I was like, I couldn't think of it. Mm. It was either him or the. I was stuck between King and the boy you had from. It was the Asian striker you had when you joined the Premier League. It's the only players I was stuck with. I generally have.
I mean, I'll
be surprised if it's a 90s boy.
It's not Perez. I can say that to you. You're going to have to tell us here.
I'm actually intrigued to know. I actually want to know.
Yeah, you are all going to go, oh, of course it is. It's Riyad Mahrez.
Oh.
I would honestly never put Mahrez up in the second bracket. I would never have thought he had threatening goals for you. I thought he had far less. No. We had 20.
No, he liked a goal or two, didn't he, Riyad, when he was with us? Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, now I really need to.
Okay. Bit more recent now.
Okay.
Leicester have signed 3 players so far in this transfer window. Can you name any of them?
Sumare, Daka, Ryan Bertrand.
Unfortunately, I only asked you to name any of them and you named them all. But no, that's fine. Well done. No extra points for that, but well done. Well done. Back on track. So you still have your second guess. You still have your switch question. And this is the last Leicester one, so you can breathe easy after this.
Okay.
Question 5. Which former England manager was in charge of Leicester City for a year between October 2010 and October 2011?
Okay, let's see. Former England managers. Jeez, a decade really does hit you fast. I'm not 100% sure, so I'm just going to take a random guess. I'm going to say Steve McLaren, but random guess, man. Like, a decade hits me back.
Yeah.
If it were anywhere else, I'd be like, fine, but it's...
No, that's incorrect. You want to save your lifeline?
I'm saving it, yeah. I'm saving it.
Chris, I'm sure you've got that one.
I certainly did. Of course, it was our friend, the Swedish sex machine that was Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Was it Sven? Fuck me, that ugly bastard himself.
It was something. He got the women, though, didn't he? He got the women.
He also had World Cup failure, right? Time to hit the big stuff now.
That coming from a Scotsman. Right, before we give the score out, let's just have a... You know you're going to get it.
I'm going to get barred anyway.
Some of the answers here. Right, Box, you got Luton Town, as did Doug. Ankit got that one. Well done, Ankit. It wasn't one of your questions. See, we're not going to ask you the same ones. Tycho didn't know, in fairness to him. He went for Luton in the end because everybody else was. Ankit says here, they mentioned about it often because of his breakthrough season and Leicester scouting. Yeah. You're a secret Leicester fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Ankit?
We know, really. We know. Box agreed with me, Reading, as did Doug. And you be careful how you type this, Ankit, because you went, yes, Reading, of course. And we know it was wrong. And
I just like the fact that, yes.
Oh my God, that was, you know, Ankit's a show on his own, really, isn't he?
One thing you'll get from me is like straight shooter. If I don't know it, I will try and think over, but if I don't know it, I will just come up. And I'm not gonna waste my lifelines on something like I generally haven't got a clue on. I would rather use it for elsewhere when the time's right. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Doug went before Dickhoff. You probably good feel guess. One now that he wasn't. Hooks is went for correct. Riyad, as did Tycho. Ankit went for Mahrez as well. Scott, Heskey. The Leicester fan, went for Heskey. That wasn't a bad shout, actually.
No, he's in the top five, I think.
Yeah,
is it?
Ankit says here, very good question.
I agree.
You say that a lot, but you won't say when you're asked them. Then we had Daka, we had Bertrand.
I know I wasn't getting bonus points. I just happen to know them because I think they're very good signings. The one that caught me off guard was the fact that there's Sven Goran Eriksson. That caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Box went for Sven. Tycho, please. Allardyce. No. I thought you might have gone Hodgson. And Box, I'm just going to ban you now. Taylor, literally, you couldn't say anything worse to a Leicester fan than those two words.
Peter Taylor.
Tycho went Steve McLaren as well. Ankit says, I hope I get my guesses right, like today on Monday. We will see, Ankit. We will see. Right. So, how did he do? What were the scores on the doors there, Bradley?
The scores on the door there is 10 points.
Yeah.
10 points. That's not the worst start.
No.
To be not fair, the best, if I'm honest with you. Not the best.
It's not my strongest subject, but I'll take 10 points. At least it wasn't zero.
I was going to say, I'm not sure how well I would do on any of the club's questions. So, yeah. So
we're going to find out at the end of the series. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
This is where
it's going. Just to say, Doug, I can't possibly comment, but yes, definitely. Right.
I will.
We are now going on to the away, the general football questions.
Yep. Hopefully these are more to your liking, Reese.
So is this just general, like...
general football, yeah.
Overall. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, right. These are 3 points each. And you still have your second guess, and you can bring on a sub question.
How many is it for these ones? Like questions?
Five. Just five again. Yeah.
Five. Okay.
Okay. Question one. I think for a man of your means, this will be fairly straightforward. Who finished as champions of Italy's Serie A last season?
The answer to that is Inter Milan.
It is indeed Inter Milan. Good start. Question two. Newcastle is the fifth Premier League team Steve Bruce has managed. Who was the first?
I'm going to guess Sheffield United.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, okay. I would have said Sheffield United.
Okay, so... because I know he managed them.
Do you want to have your second guess or see if anything comes to you?
He might have managed. There is a team I'm thinking of, but I don't want to risk my second guess, but there is a team I'm thinking of. I'm not going to use my second guess, but I have a feeling I know you're going to give me the answer.
You know you want to. Go on. Use your second guess.
We'll take it that you're not going to use it, so there's no point.
I'm not going to use it.
You can have a guess anyway.
I was going to say Sunderland.
Oh, Reese. Good decision. It was Birmingham City.
I was going to say Birmingham.
Where are you, Chris?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, because who I've known he's managed, because I know he's managed Sheffield United, he's managed Newcastle, he's managed Wigan, and I knew he managed Sheffield United and Birmingham City, but I wasn't sure which order, so I was like, I'm not going to waste it.
It's a bit of a risk.
I thought Sheffield United first, but of course, you know, he's found his spiritual home now, isn't he? At
he has. I think he's hard done by them Newcastle fans, to be fair.
I think he's hard done by the owner.
Yes.
You go walk through Newcastle Town Centre saying that.
Yeah.
you'll be a debt for his master then.
Well, I'm sure we'll all see how fantastic Rafa does at Everton before he departs.
That's a good point.
Okay. Question three. England won their most recent World Cup qualifying game 2-1 at Wembley on the 31st of March this year, but which team did they beat?
Of all people, of all teams.
Scotland.
Sorry, Reece. Scotland. I looked for one that Scotland had won, but it was too far back.
It was actually fun. He's not wrong. That's the annoying thing.
Nice one, Craig.
I can't even argue that.
Hang on. We need to see the pain on Reese's face. We're asking this one.
I'm just trying to think who's in your group.
I think I know.
Armenia. And I'm not going to use my life.
No, I don't think you would. I don't think you would.
Not
well, then, Chris, tell everyone.
I mean, I don't know it at all, but I'm just thinking, because it's Scotland, I was going to say probably somebody like San Marino or Gibraltar or the Faroe Islands.
Wouldn't surprise me if it was either of them.
But then again, England... I'm thinking, no, you won it, so it couldn't have been one of them.
So England's most recent World Cup qualifying game was against Poland. And they won 2-1 with goals from Harry Kane and Harry Maguire. Okay. Question number four.
Okay.
The EFL trophy is currently known as the Papa John Trophy, but which club were triumphant in the final at Wembley in March?
Papa John Trophy is the only one won by the lower league clubs, so that's okay.
They'll teach him to ask for hard questions, won't it, Greg?
Fair point. let's see. Portsmouth
is incorrect, I'm afraid.
EFL, man. EFL, Papa John's Trophy. I'm more interested in a Papa John's pizza right now.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know that was a trophy.
I don't know how it's still in existence.
Yeah. It's the one that, I mean, the Premier League put their under-21 teams in, don't they, these days?
Yeah.
Now, the answer is Sunderland.
Oh.
They beat Tranmere 1-0.
Oh, that makes me sick. That makes me sick to my stomach.
They won a trophy.
Okay, time to really knuckle in then.
Okay, question five. Final one in this round. You've still got your second guessing. You've still got your switch as well.
Okay.
The most expensive Premier League signing of the summer transfer so far, as we know, has been Sancho to United for a reported 73 million, I think. But who was the most expensive signing of last summer's transfer window?
Okay. there's realistically only one player I could probably think of, and it sort of would make sense because it's their club record signing. I'm going to go with Ruben Diaz.
Ruben Diaz is incorrect, I'm afraid.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Interesting. Okay.
Is it?
Wait. In case he's not said he doesn't want a second guess yet, Chris. Let me just step in.
So that's last season. Okay, so that, other than that, because Diaz is their record. He has that record signed as well. That was like 60 odd million. So that means it's actually a little bit higher. Okay, so who would have spent? I will like to use my second guess, actually.
Okay.
And I'm going to say instead, Kai Havertz.
Well, who were you going to say, Chris?
Kai Havertz.
Well, yeah. I would say that's a good use of your lifeline because it is correct, Kai Havertz. 72 million.
It was the only other person I could think of. I was like, actually, hold on. If it's not Diaz, then yeah, I'm going to have to go across the other side to the...
Yeah.
Go to the London clubs.
Yeah. Well done. They got you some points there.
Yeah, let's see how we've had a lot of guesses on those. So let's have a look and go back up here.
Not getting Sunderland has actually really aggravated me as well.
Is it?
Ankit, don't ever sort of give your job up and go into a star guessing or anything like that. Reese is going to rock now.
More rock,
I think. Dog into Milan, Box into Milan, Tycho got into Milan. Ankit got into Milan, Scott got into Milan. Good evening, Scott. Box said Birmingham City. I think don't think that was to win the Italian league. That was the next question, as did Scott. Tycho admitted he didn't have a clue. Ankit said it must have been a championship side. Good evening to Rich. How the devil are you, sir? Pop over to Rich's channel. It's a Rich Sports. It's a good channel. Pop over there and give him a watch. Not a watch, literally, as in telling the time watch. Give him a watch of his videos. Doug went for Poland. As did Doug Tycho, a lot of as did football. Box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rich said here, the hate for England not paying off.
Wow. I'm not bothered about not getting the England question. It's the fact I didn't get Sunderland that's pissed me off.
No, that hurts you more, doesn't it?
That has pissed me off as well.
Not knowing the background, why does that annoy you, Reese?
Just because it's like probably the club you would expect as well, because like they're the biggest club in the divisions as well. So I'm like, why didn't I go for bloody Sunderland? So that's what's pissed me off.
To be fair, Portsmouth are a decent sized club, so it wasn't a bad guess.
Yeah.
Don't start about Hungary, or we'll get on to garlic bread, Rich. You know.
No.
Yeah, and then a lot of people went for Havertz here. But Ankit here now, what's he saying here? He's getting confident with every answer. The Reese misses, but I know he'd do well now.
We'll see.
So, whoever this is, really, you've been reading my joke book, haven't you? I'm into Cameron Diaz, yes. Yeah, that's.
You wish.
Yeah. That's why you haven't put your name to it, isn't it? And as Craig said, that's you just... wish. Right.
There's always one.
It's usually me, in fairness, but it wasn't. I can't claim credit for that. How did he do on that one then, Craig?
Reese added another 6 points to the total, so that makes it 16 going forward into the home questions.
Right. So there's a possible 20, is that right, on the offer here?
Can't beat Doug, but at least I'll get a run.
Yeah, I think you might be looking at the Europa Conference here, Reese, rather than the Champions League.
Jesus Christ.
And it's
a Spurs fan.
It's over to Bradley.
Okay. Right. Come on then, Reese. Manchester United questions 2 points each, and you still have your switch. You can bring on the sub question. Okay. Question number one. Who scored Manchester United's first goal of the 2020-21 Premier League season?
Okay. 2021, so that would have been... it's always
basically a last season. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the bogey teams as well. Because we would have played... I don't even want to remember that fucking first game as well. Because we got spanked.
I say, did you lose by any chance?
Yeah, we lost 3-1 to Crystal Palace. Would have been Brighton, but the fixtures got delayed. Let's see who was in that team when we played? It's the first game of the season as well. I should know this one as well. It's embarrassing. Crazy how long a time ago was. Okay, I'm just going to, because I can only remember the scoreline. I remember the fact getting really annoyed, but I can't remember the first goal scorer. I'm going to say Greenwood, but I can't remember the first goal scorer.
That's incorrect. It may surprise you and surprise most people to know that it was actually Donny van de Beek.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there. It's the only thing he did all last season, probably, that I can remember.
But you're right, it was a 3-1 home defeat to Palace.
Yeah.
No extra points for that, though, Reece.
No. Don't want it.
Okay, question number two. Man United's most recent European trophy win was the 2017 Europa League final, where they beat Ajax 2-0. Paul Pogba opened the scoring, but who sealed the win with the second goal?
Team. It was a decent team as well. Was it Mkhitaryan? Just try to remember that game as well. I'll guess Daily Blind. I can't remember.
Daily Blind is incorrect. It was...
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Jeff!
It was Mkhitaryan.
I had the two of them in my head as well.
Did you?
Because they both had really good Europa League seasons.
Yeah.
So I was thinking between the two of them, because I was in my head, I was like, is it Mkhitaryan or Daily Blind?
He was like an enigma, Mkhitaryan. He could be brilliant, and then nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a decent player, just didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
You know when you ask for harder questions, Reese.
Told you, I enjoy banter. Okay.
Question number three. Okay. Still got the switch, do you?
Yeah.
Which country does Eric Bailly represent internationally?
Ivory Coast.
Correct. Well done. Points on the board. 38 caps to date. Or the Ivory Coast. Question four. During his Man United career, Jesse Lingard has been on loan to 5 different clubs. Leicester, Birmingham, Derby, West Ham, and which other club?
Can you say those 4 again?
Yep. Leicester, Birmingham, Derby, West Ham. And obviously he's going to star for you next season.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need an answer.
Or you can still switch it.
Oh, switch the yep, indeed yep. You can.
I actually I only knew the other four. So
I chose well then.
You have actually.
I didn't even know he'd been to Leicester, to be honest with you. I don't remember
yeah.
What was that?
I knew of the other four. It's just this other one I'm not 100% sure. Did I take a punt and switch it, or did I just pass? You know what, I will go for a switch.
Yep, okay. The answer to that, he played 15 games between February and May 2014 for Brighton.
Ooh. Decent.
Okay, so your switch question.
Yeah.
In the 1968 European Cup triumph, Man United and Benfica were locked at 1-1 after 90 minutes. Three goals in extra time saw United become the first English winners of the trophy. Bobby Charlton and George Best scored in extra time, but who was the third extra time scorer?
It was on his birthday, Brian Kidd.
It was indeed. Well done. And again, good use of your lifeline. Well done.
Okay. That's it. No lifelines left now, though.
No. Okay. Question number five. Man United's last Premier League title was won in the 2012-13 season, but who finished as the club's top goal scorer that season?
Robin van Persie.
He did indeed. 26 in the league, 30 in all competitions. Question six. This will interest you, Chris. So Matt Busby managed United twice. Towards the end of his second period in charge, he was involved in choosing his successor, who was manager of Leicester City at the time. Can you name him?
I feel old.
Okay, so the managers I know I can 100% rule out that I know of is, I can rule out Jock Stein. I can rule out Don Revie. I can rule out, who was the other one as well from that period? He didn't come until he actually did succeed him, funnily enough. It was Tommy Docherty. The Leicester manager. This is why I said when I don't fucking know Leicester. That's the worst thing. When you don't know a club, this is when it comes to the...
Well, it's more about knowing United's managers, really.
It's more about knowing the men that actually came in. Knowing the men that came in, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah.
Ankit sat there at the moment thinking, there's no way I'm asking for hard questions.
He's getting them anyway.
Yeah. I know who was like finishing. I know who succeeded them both times. Mm-hmm. It's the choice.
We're gonna have to push you.
It's Leicester from the time I haven't got. It's Leicester's time, so I'm just gonna pass on it. It's Leicester from the time I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, Chris,
Mr. Franco Farrell.
It was Franco Farrell. He was succeeded by Tommy Docherty. It was 1971 to 1972. Started really well. You were top at Christmas. And then George Best went AWOL for the whole of January, apparently.
And fell away.
That was one bloody big hangover he had, wasn't
yeah.
it?
You finished eighth that season. Then there was a poor start and he got sacked after 18 months and ended up taking the club to court for unpaid wages.
Yeah.
But he was replaced by Tommy Docherty. Yeah,
yeah, that's one name.
Go to Torquay United, Franco Fowler. Am I making that up?
I think you might be right.
No. I can't remember. Yeah. I don't know his name, like, or even remember his name.
No,
something about him.
Okay, question number 7.
Okay.
Man United beat Southampton 3-2 in the 2017 League Cup final, but who scored the winning goal in the 87th minute?
I'm going to go with Zlatan Ibrahimovic, but I think that's wrong. I actually think that's wrong as well.
there's no lifelines. But then that's good job, because it is correct. It was Zlatan. Well done. Okay, question number 8. You like these ones, Chris. According to the Premier League's website, which of the following players played the most minutes last season? Edinson Cavani, Dean Henderson, or Anthony Martial?
Who played the most minutes?
The most minutes in the Premier League.
If only the slabs was actually in that question, I would have said him easily. Okay. I'm going to go for Cavani.
So Cavani played 1,368 minutes. Dean Henderson played 1,125 minutes. Martial played 1,485 minutes. So it was actually Martial.
Really? I didn't remember him getting until he was injured.
He always plays like he's injured anyway, to be fair.
Mm. What was the answer, sorry?
That was Martial.
Martial.
Yeah. Question 9. Okay. To date, Phil Jones has made 165 appearances for Man United, but from which club did United buy him in 2011?
The fact that we signed him from this fraud club in the first place. Blackburn.
Blackburn, and they managed to get, even back then in 2011, somewhere between 16 and 17 million.
I know, what a fucking disgrace.
Finally, Rhys.
I won't end it all now.
Yeah. Right. Your torture is finally coming to an end with the last question.
I don't call it torture. I've actually had a laugh.
Good. Manchester United was formed in 1878. As Newton Heath LYR Football Club. But what did the letters LYR stand for?
Fuck. Lancashire. Ah. That's gonna kill me. Lancashire. Oh, I want to kill myself. I genuinely can't remember this one. Fuck. Oh, that's horrible. I actually can't remember. I've actually gone blank. I've actually gone blank in my head. Oh, I want to kill myself. Not physically, obviously. Don't worry.
I was going to say, it's a little extreme for a quiz.
Don't worry, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I've actually went blank in my mind. This is.
And you can't even ring Samaritans because it's always engaged with Arsenal fans ringing it.
I can get Lancashire out of the way because I know that for a start. I've actually went blank in the head. And I can't remember. I physically can't remember. No, I physically can't remember that one.
No. Okay.
I actually went mind blank.
I'll put you out of your misery then, Rhys. It was Lancashire and Yorkshire Railway.
I was going to get a mind blank everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Newton Heath, Lancashire and Yorkshire Railway Football Club.
Yeah, and then that changed. Now. That changed and didn't change much later.
No.
24 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the name of the club.
Yeah.
Newton Heath.
Give us an L. Give us an A. Oh, hang on, final whistle's gone.
My mind went blank. I don't even know the rest now.
Right. Just before we look at the scores on the doors, we are going to find out what other people have been saying right after this.
It's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Delight TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
I regret my own words now. How funny is that? No, you know what? I actually don't. I actually said each time, like, I don't, difficult, not. I just wanted a laugh. So I'm not bothered.
It's a bit of fun.
That's a good laugh. Exactly. It was a good laugh. Like, but I went blank on some areas, like proper blank.
Don't like me winding up about Scotland being so awful all the time. I will never mention this to you again.
I honestly don't mind if you do.
Maybe. Right. Let's have a look what some people were giving. I mean, let's see. Look. Havertz was the last one.
I'm going to get killed. I know for a fact I'm going to get killed.
I'm just thinking how far back the Ankit saw this one.
Don't know.
That's cruel, Chris.
And when you got Man United fans in watching you answer questions on Manchester United.
I know, it's embarrassing, eh?
Rich. Well, we in fairness, once we've gone through all the clubs, we'll probably come back and do second club. So we'll have Rich on then, see if he can beat you. Right.
You will easily.
Somebody had a guess at Zlatan. Box, I don't know whether you actually spelt this right or not. Mkhitaryan, as
that's correct.
Told
me,
that's correct. Yeah,
he's Scott showing off now, Doug, with his first name as well.
Scott, well, that's why he's topping it. Scott admitting he's no idea. A couple of people went
blank central.
Reese, a couple of people went to Ivory Coast. Sorry, Ankit says it'll give you competition.
I share the same birthday as Eric Bye.
Do you? Yeah.
Same birthday, yeah.
Rich there says that he didn't have an idea at one of the Man United questions. Box says, Doug, you could have been a Man United fan.
Doug's got outstanding knowledge for a lot of football clubs, like, truthfully.
Right.
He's into stats. I'm not a stats guy. A stats guy.
Yeah. A couple of Cavani's in there.
That caught me off guard.
The anti-Martial,
Chris with the countdown clock there.
I was pissing myself. That was funny. That was genius.
But the thing is, you'll have the last laugh because I'll probably get the video refused by YouTube because it's got that in it. You know? R is for Railway, says Rich.
I had them in my head, but I was like, see if you can't remember them all. Don't bother.
I just think that, you know, we'll go for a short, snappish name for the club, shall we? Oh, I know what we can call ourselves.
Just what it was back then, eh? Like,
yeah, you know, the formation of these clubs came out of some strange places.
Just look at Arsenal, what Woolwich Arsenal,
right? How are
don't
we
tell
doing
me, that? I already know.
Okay, so you added another 10 points, giving your total of 26.
Shite.
But, wow. I mean, there were some toughies there, and others that this is the thing, that there was others there that, you know, as soon as the answer's given, it's there, isn't it? It's just
the thing is, though, at least moment. I'm like, this is no disrespect to anyone else, but I went for hard purely not because of cocky or being confident. I went for hard because you want to, like,
you want the challenge
yourself.
Yeah, of course you
do. So I wanted something like, and obviously you went to areas where it proper put me on the spot, like blank. I respect that.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good laugh. So
yeah,
people,
yeah.
People can banter me, but the difference is at least I ask rather than going, I'll just take easy questions. So
exactly.
Well, you wouldn't have got easy questions at all, but no. Maybe they wouldn't have been. I mean, I must admit, I had a short intake of breath at some of those, but let's have a look where this puts Man United. I've got to add them on, but you got 26.
I'm stuck behind Dan. That's even worse. Ed Sheeran.
you are stuck behind Ed Sheeran.
Dan is raising a glass now, isn't he?
Yeah,
you know what? I still had that laugh.
To celebrate. I do love that it is a bit like the old, Top Gear starring the reason with Bryce Carthy. Have I beaten them? But hey, Reece, no, mate.
Go down in glory. That's the way to go.
Utter respect.
No, I just need flames behind me just to engulf me.
Well, utter respect to you, mate. You know, like you say, you went for it. It's all about having a bit of fun. You know, there's no rivalry ever at all much.
I'll probably end up going at some point. I want a rematch, but
well, like I say, you know, once we've got all the main teams out the way, I mean, at least some fans aren't, you know, even coming forward. Newcastle are kind of hiding behind Steve Bruce, but then even I could hide behind Steve Bruce.
They're too busy looking for shiny things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think they realise that it's going to be really hard to find 10 interesting questions.
Yeah,
I think because there's so many topics and historical things you can look at that put your mind off, and like you look to where you ask as well.
Yeah.
So it makes it even more interesting. This is going to be a laugh as well, but and good respect. So to those that are doing the quizzes, like they're actually stepping up to do it, have the balls to do it, respect to you, because you're not getting asked easy questions. You're getting asked challenging questions on your club. You can, doesn't matter. Obviously, the good thing as well is like proud to support your club. You're always going to have a mind blank.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to go into a quiz and know absolutely everything. If you do, then you've got some bizarre memory and respect to that. But you can tell like people like will have a laugh, and I certainly have. And I had a mind blank on some questions. Some stuff I do know, it hits you where it matters.
Yeah.
The Mkhitaryan question like is one of them, because in my head, I don't know if you could see it, but I was muttering between Daley Blind and Henrik Mkhitaryan. I actually physically was muttering those two because I know Pogba scored. The Lingard one was interesting. I didn't know about Brighton. And in Sunderland,
before you go here, Reece, we do have an announcement. So let's just see.
I think he's expecting you to make your announcement.
Yes, this is Reece's announcement. And it better be worth the 7-piece trumpet fanfare there, young Reece.
During that, of all things? Josh asked me to pretty much take on his channel.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of doing like full United stuff whenever I wanted, and I'll see how it goes, but I'll do it.
Excellent.
Well done, sir. And to think it was only a few weeks ago we were having the conversation about you being so nervous about hosting. I said you were going to be a natural, didn't I?
I've done a few and I'm getting there. It's just I know my limits. So I don't want to push myself.
We saw that tonight, mate. We saw that tonight.
Cheeky bugger.
Hey, this is why I'm not doing one.
At least I showed up. I said I was here to steal the show, and I stole it in my own mind. So that'll do. And I had fun. Yeah.
I'm not. I think it was more of like a Hatton and Garden robbery steal than an actual Great Train Robbers one. But you know.
I had a laugh and.
It was a laugh, and I thank you so much. And respect to you
for asking for those questions and at least having a go for them. So
I still love you. I still love United, but the one thing is, it's not the one thing it hasn't done is it's not put me off doing quizzes. I still love a good quiz.
Exactly. Well,
if we ever do a national team one, we might do for the World Cup. We'll have you on for Wales. Well, you might know those.
No. The only thing I know about Wales is they've only been to two World Cups. That's all I know.
Thing is though, Craig probably couldn't find 10 questions about Scotland.
I can still picture that David Neary goal against Brazil from back in the day. So
I still remember the Archie Gemmell goal. Do you remember the Archie Gemmell one?
I do remember the Archie Gemmell goal.
Yes.
I say we've talked all about Scotland's successes now. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's it. Reece, I'm going to say thank you very much, mate.
Yeah.
We've got to get ready for the Arsenal one at 8:30. Thanks very much. Good luck with your show in a bit. Well done on taking over Josh's show. Good luck with it all, mate.
Thanks.
Reece's contact details are below in the description. Take care, mate. Enjoy your show. Thanks for coming in. And it's going to not even be the Europa Conference League. It's going to be the conference for you after this.
Cheers, Reece. Well done, mate. Well done.
See you later, gents.
Well done. Thanks a lot, mate. Well done to Reece there. Gave it his best shot. That's what. And as I say, he came on, he asked for hard questions, and bloody hell, mate, you gave him them.
But again, you know, they were all around trophies that they'd won, or history of the club.
They could argue that they'd won that much that he couldn't remember them all, of course.
Exactly.
Anyway, in 20 minutes, we've got Arsenal, and we'll see how Arsenal does. So thanks very much, mate. Go off, get changed, have a wash. Yep. And you'll be on so much better than the guy last week. Thanks very much. See you in a bit.
Cheers. I'll see you soon.
Yo, we're going to be back. We're going to be back in 22 minutes. And we're going to be talking, or we're going to be quizzing Arsenal. Going to go. Thanks very much. If you want to listen to this back, YouTube, get over there, as you all know, and give us a sub. If you want to listen to it rather than watch it, on the old podcast there, Anchor, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon, Google, and Podcast Addict, to name but a few. Well done to Reece, mate. You gave it your best shot. You didn't chicken out and you asked for difficult questions. You won't do that again, will you? Thanks very much, guys. I'll see you in 22 minutes. Bye-bye.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for all the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
To an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.
Podcast Network. It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in?
At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.